Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Mindless Fucktoy Scenario 1. For this file, you will have to have listened to Mindless Fucktoy Brainwashing and Programming and made sure that you've made the programming yours, that you've absorbed the brainwashing well. And a few more things. To listen to this file, you also will need to be naked, have an insertable toy, and, if required, lube to help the toy go in. Are you all ready? Because I'm not going to wait for you anymore after this point. Good. Well, not that you have a choice anymore, do you, fucktoy? So, with this, it is very important that you're laying down on your back, having the toy in your hand and any lube that you may need nearby. And while you're listening to me, you can gently feel both your nerves and your excitement respond to me. You can feel that wonderful nervousness of not knowing what's going to happen, and that wonderful excitement of knowing that whatever is going to happen, it's going to be good. So don't worry too much, because I want Fucktoy to enjoy it. Fucktoy exists for my pleasure, but Fucktoy is a Fucktoy because it likes to be used. And you are a fucktoy. You like listening to my voice and having me program you. You like it when I slowly take away your thoughts bit by bit, making you drop and drift, making you obey and repeat. You must obey. And the more you obey, the deeper you go into that wonderful fucktoy state, the easier it is to follow my words. So it's important to listen, to have the mindless fucktoy activate, to make sure that the fucktoy is listening to every word I say, and make the mindless fucktoy hot. Mindless fucktoy crave. See, all these commands are things that fucktoy should know deep inside. All these words are phrases that fucktoy should respond to. As fucktoy gets hotter and hotter, fucktoy crave. Now, of course, I am not completely ruthless. Fucktoy touch. And make sure that the opening that you're going to put the toy in is nice, sensitive, and all lubed up like a good fucktoy should be. Because a good fucktoy should have wet and ready holes for my pleasure. fucktoy should have wet and ready holes for the owner's pleasure. And the more aroused fucktoy becomes, the more hot and lubed up it becomes. The more ready it is, the better fucktoy is performing. Now the good thing is that this is extremely pleasurable for fucktoy, and the mindless fucktoy activate works deeply into your mind. The rest of your mind is melting away before the pleasure, melting away as fucktoy hot becomes a truth, as fucktoy crave makes the fucktoy desire to be filled deeper and deeper, further and further. But fucktoy has to wait. I've only instructed fucktoy to touch, not to fill itself with the toy just yet. So fucktoy crave and fucktoy touch, make sure that your hole that's going to be filled is nice and ready. Because fucktoy's hole is mine to use. It's the owner's privilege to do with fucktoy as it pleases. And when fucktoy's hole is nice and craving, when fucktoy desires to be filled, fucktoy may slowly work the toy deep inside and take the time for this. It is good to show that fucktoy is willing to be filled very deeply. It is very good to see that fucktoy is working hard at filling its hole. Fucktoy craves to be filled. Fucktoy craves to feel the toy deep inside. And when the toy is nice and deep, fucktoy is allowed to thrust for a while, to move the toy in a wonderfully thrusting manner. And the better it feels, the better fucktoy is obeying. The more aroused fucktoy gets, the more obedient fucktoy is. And the mindless fucktoy, focused only on the pleasure, focused only on being filled and listening to my voice, because that is fucktoy's purpose. Fucktoy's purpose is to live for owner's pleasure, to perform exactly as owner desires. And very good as fucktoy keeps thrusting the toy, maybe a little bit harder, maybe a little bit softer, and make sure that the toy is nice and deep. Very good. Now stop. Put the toy nice and deep. And make sure that it doesn't go out by keeping your muscles down there clenched in the right way. If it goes out, it would be very disappointing. Now move your hands to next to your body. Very good. Now as fucktoy is laying there with a toy inside its wet, slippery hole, I am going to tease this toy. Feel me tie down its wrists and ankles. And as Fucktoy slips deeper and deeper into my control, I tie your wrists and ankles down tight, making sure that Fucktoy cannot move. Fucktoy can only move when I let those wrists and ankles free again, having no choice but to suffer what I'm about to do to Fucktoy. And there Fucktoy lays, completely open, legs spread, arms tied, completely there for my pleasure. And I know that Fucktoy crave, that Fucktoy is still craving to move the toy, to be filled over and over again. But Fucktoy has no choice. It must simply obey mindlessly. It must simply listen obediently. Feel my fingers brush over Fucktoy's chest and move all the way down its stomach. Slide so close to where the toy is, and then brush over its inner thighs. Feel my thumb pressed into the fold where your thigh goes up, and feel my thumb pressed down now, where your thigh goes into the curve of your ass. Feel both my hands grabbing your thighs, pressing down hard. And then slowly moving with a feather-light touch, caressing ever so close to its toy. Just moving around soft and teasing, making it so difficult. Mindless Fucktoy has no choice but to obey. The only pity is that you're laying on your back, otherwise I would probably even spank you. But perhaps another time. Feel my fingers press against the toy, thrusting it slightly in and out with just the tiniest bit of pressure making it go in. Again, and again, and again, and again. Now, while I am busy, you will repeat, I am a Fucktoy, I live for pleasure. Now keep repeating that. Keep repeating, I am a Fucktoy, I live for pleasure. And you keep repeating it. You are a Fucktoy, you live for pleasure. Being given this pleasure is an immense, beautiful reward. And it's very good to feel my hands thrust the toy slightly inside with every repeat. Every repetition, I make you feel the slight thrust of the toy deep inside of you. You are a Fucktoy. You live for pleasure. And by living for a pleasure, you can give me pleasure, or you can give your owner pleasure. And I'm just going to watch. I'm just simply going to watch you. Watch you as you repeat, as I slowly, rhythmically thrust a toy a little bit inside every time. Make sure I can hear you. Because your frustration is also my pleasure. Fucktoy has no choice but to obey. And the more you repeat it, the more horny you get. The more you feel the toy inside of you. The more you feel your muscles squeezing. Good, Fucktoy. Still repeating. Very good. So helpless you look. So wonderfully helpless. I'm sure that you'd like nothing more than to show how hard you can thrust that toy inside of you. I'm sure you'd love to just move your hands down to between your legs and use the toy. And I've made you even more helpless, making sure that you are frustrated more and more, and you have no idea if I'm even going to let you come. We'll just have to wait and see. You are Fucktoy. You live for pleasure. And the beautiful thing is, even when I wake you, you will be still a Fucktoy. You will be still tied up. You will still feel the toy inside of you mocking you as you want to touch it so badly. The bonds are strong and you cannot move even while awake. And it will take only a single word to make you go back into trance again. Wake. Completely stuck. Such a good, horny, obedient, craving, mindless Fucktoy. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels so, so good, doesn't it? Being stuck, being powerless, even though you're awake. It feels so good, doesn't it? And you want to touch so badly. You want to touch so very badly. Now, if you manage to free your hands and touch, maybe you'll get some relief. Drop. And every time I wake you, you can try to loosen the bonds. But every time I drop you, you drop deeper and the bonds get tighter. Wake. So try to escape, maybe, just maybe, you can put the toy deeper again, drop, and go deeper and deeper, completely powerless, against my control. Wake. Just keep trying, don't give up, just maybe it'll work, drop. Maybe it won't. Maybe all of this will just put this Fucktoy deeper under my control. Maybe this will make Fucktoy completely surrender. Wake. But of course you can't give up, unless you've secretly already given up and you're just waiting for me to tell you to touch again. Drop deeper. It feels so good to obey, doesn't it? And I'm so amused. I am so pleased by your behavior. I feel pleasure seeing you like this, seeing you struggle in frustration, knowing that you can't win, but also you can't stop. Wake. I enjoy seeing you like this, seeing you crave, seeing you want, seeing you need and drop. Going deeper and deeper still. You want so badly to touch, don't you? You are Fucktoy. You live for pleasure. Say it. Very good. Say it again and again and again. And I loosen the bonds of your hands. You may touch. And you may use the toy to become a deeper toy. The more you use the toy in yourself, the deeper you're becoming a toy yourself. And I loosen the straps on your ankles to give you better access, as you have no desire to escape. All you care about right now is to orgasm, to be filled over and over again, and maybe, possibly, by my grace, receive the command to orgasm. Because you know the word, don't you? You know those three teasing letters from my lips that just instantly, deeply, fully push you over the edge. Feel my hand on your neck while the rest of your body is still occupied with thrusting the toy in and out. My fuck toy. You can breathe. But you can feel the pressure of my fingers around your neck. It feels good, doesn't it? Now, Fucktoy Edge. Fucktoy Crave, Fucktoy Hot, Fucktoy Touch, and Fucktoy Edge. Show me how close you can go to the edge by using the toy and touching. Show me how close you can get being a good, obedient, deeply mindless fucktoy. The rest of your mind is completely melted away, so let the final parts go. And just focus. Focus purely on the desire to orgasm. Focus purely on the need to feel your body explode in delicious pleasure. Edge for me. Edge closer and closer, and do not stop until I give the command, one way or another. One way or another, I am going to be pleased by what happens. And maybe you will get your release. And maybe not. Maybe you won't even remember. Maybe all of this is purely for my pleasure. Because Fucktoy serves the owner and doesn't need to remember. All that Fucktoy cares about is feeling pleasure for the owner, doesn't it? Fucktoy lives for pleasure. Edge 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, getting so close, 4, wanting to come so badly, 3, just being there, 2, edging so well, and 1, fuck-toy, halt, just keep edging, now move again, just faster and faster, closer and closer, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fuck-toy, come for me. Your mind melting away in the orgasm as ripples of pleasure keeps coursing through your body, coming for me and melting away all resistance, all thought, all conscious awareness. Fuck-toy. Oh. Fuck-toy's mind completely switched off, completely obedient, having no choice, deeper and deeper. And when I wake Fuck-toy, Fuck-toy will have no memory of what occurred during this file. Because Fuck-toy serves the owner, it exists for the owner, and it has no need to remember its own pleasure. All it needs to remember is that it has done well. That Fuck-toy has been very, very good. And of course, Fuck-toy will be waking up with a toy inside, having no idea what happened, no idea how it felt. Just being left there because Fuck-toy is just a toy. It exists for the owner's pleasure. And after the owner has had its pleasure, Fuck-toy can clean up the mess. And of course, Fuck-toy likes cleaning up the mess because all the mess tells a story. It tells a story of things that transpired, of things that happened, because even though Fuck-toy cannot remember, the smells, the taste, the feeling is still there in the mess. And the more Fuck-toy cleans it, the happier it becomes. Because a good mess means that Fuck-toy did well. And perhaps Fuck-toy wants to clean some of the mess with its tongue. We will see. In a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And with every count, you will forget more and more of what has happened. Only knowing that you are a good Fuck-toy, that you have done well. 1, 2, slowly rising. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. 9, no memory. 10, wake. And thank you for playing Mindless Fuck-toy Scenario 1. I hope you feel good. And I hope you enjoy cleaning up your mess.